Hey, what's up, you guys? Yes! I am the Shane Dawson. No. I actually wanted to record my AMA because I'm sick. Not really. I just have really bad allergies. I took my allergy pills, but I honestly, I don't know if I can record anything today because I am like sniffling every single minute. I'm probably not gonna end up editing this. Oof. Sorry if there's like annoying mistakes and the pacing's off and you hear like barking and whatever. I'm actually not filming in my usual setup. Filming? Excuse me? I'm a YouTuber now. No, I'm not recording in my usual setup. I'm just in my living room. And I don't know, maybe I should set something up so it sounds better. I don't know. Can't be bothered. But I'm doing my AMA from like 2 months ago. I asked all these questions 2 months ago when it was my cake day. And I'm also doing it to celebrate two things. Two things. So 2.8k members, at least that's what it says on new Reddit. I know I'm gonna get so many comments about like, what are you using new Reddit? Blah. But it's 2.8k members on, like, for subscribers for the subreddit. Oh boy, you guys! We have like 2.8k family members and, sorry, I'm crying. No, I'm just really sick. No, I'm not sick. I have allergies. Stop saying you're sick. Yeah, so 2.8k members for the subreddit, but just today I hit 3,000 followers. I'm checking right now and I was actually at 3,003, but this morning when I checked, I have a screenshot and everything. It said 3,000 and it was such a nice, like, straight up number. Oh, straight, just like, on the dot. I'm a nerd. Wow. I can hear everybody just like unsubscribing now, like, ugh, Nightvon's such a nerd. And I'm just so thankful to everybody that has been following me. I don't know if you followed me from since the beginning when I was on my gross little Sony mic headset to now when I'm recording on my Rode USB mic, and I know some people are like, ugh, that's still like amateurish, but I never ever thought that I would get to a point where it would be necessary for me to upgrade all of my equipment, and I have for you guys. And I want to give a huge, huge shout out to my Patreon members for all their support, and it's because of them that I can actually focus so much time on recording and being able to upgrade all my stuff. Without my Patreon supporters, I don't know if I would have been able to upgrade to like a nicer mic or like the other equipment I've tried that didn't work out super well. I was on a Getty, so it went from my a Blue Yeti to well, actually the Blue Yeti I didn't buy, that was I got it from a friend. Shout out to you, Jamie. And I actually went to a Tascam, a handheld Tascam, because the Yeti actually was having some sort of problems. I don't know if you've ever had this issue with your mic set, comment down below, where it has like a really metallic tin to it, like the background, it's picking up this metallic weird rumbling and I don't know what it is. Maybe my house is just haunted, I don't know. And I'm kind of getting it with this mic, the Rode, but I don't get it as bad. So I don't know if that's just normal. I've talked to some people about it, and I talked to Blue. I sent them a clip of the noise, and they're like, yeah, that's not supposed to happen. But I don't know, like, maybe it's a thing that just happens. I have no idea. And this is already like 10 hours long, and I haven't even started asking questions, answering questions. I could ask you questions too. We did that in the last AMA, and I really like that. I like that, you guys answered all my questions, and I could sort of, like, have a conversation with you guys, in my comments, and I met a lot of really nice people that way. Yeah, I'm still just so super thankful for how far you guys have helped me come. come joke. And I hope that we can keep going. Like, if this YouTube thing takes off with me doing, like, creepypastas and, really, like, PTAs and stuff, it'd be nice, too. Haha, I'm awkward. Yeah. It's a lot. I have a lot of things planned for the future, and life gets in the way of that sometimes, but it doesn't dissuade me from trying to get it done anyway. It just means that it might take me a little bit longer than what most people can do, because I see people, like, uploading, like, every day, and people, like, doing events, like, every week. I respect it all so much. Like, I have so much respect for the people that are in this game, and that are so successful, like, Metal, who, honestly, like, he's on Pornhub now, and, like, he has, like, he's on Spotify. It's so cool. And Lupine and Skitty and everyone like that. I don't know. Just, I have so much respect for everybody in the game. And I'm trying to put that hustle into. I'm trying to do the Pornhub thing, and I'm trying to do the YouTube thing, and maybe I should get verified on Pillow Talk. Who knows? And get my stuff uploaded there. My original plan for my YouTube channel was to put up sort of two different aspects, because with my Reddit stuff, I wanted to be super diverse, so I don't want to constrain myself to a certain type, like, just one specific type of content. I want it to be, yeah, super diverse. I want it to have, like, maybe sometimes I'll upload, like, singing videos and just rambles of me talking at you guys like I am now, or, yeah, like, creepypastas and PTAs, or it was actually suggested by some of my patrons the other day that I should do, like, cooking audios where I just kind of have you guys there with me, and it'll be, like, an experience. Kind of like, so I like to watch a lot of vlogs, but I don't actually watch the vlogs. I kind of just listen to them. I kind of just have them in the background. So to produce content like that, that people could just have in the background, oh, I'm gonna sneeze. There's some really loud people outside. That's great. And I'm sorry about the background noise, you guys. It's not going to be as ASMR as my other audios. But, if I sound different, it's because I just sneezed, like, twice. And I know I said I wasn't going to edit anything, but I'm probably going to edit those out, because I don't think that's anything you want to listen to. Yeah. I have a smoothie to try and help myself feel better with my allergies, and I have, like, a bowl of fruit next to me, so maybe you'll get, like, fruit ASMR from me, like, drinking and consuming fruit. I don't know. Jeez. What a mess this is already. Yeah, questions. I should probably move on to the questions, because I've been recording for 10 minutes now. Great. Great, this is off to a good start. Maybe I should take a bite of this peach before I jump into these questions. Wow, I'm so good at talking. I'm so articulate. Let's see. So the first question is by Lemming97, and they asked, why the name Night Fawn? And I love your audios, by the way. Oh, thank you. So the name Night Fawn came about because I used to be on, is it IMVU or InView? Because I've heard both. Anyway, my little edgelord high school self was like, I'm going to go on there and be so super cool. And I had like one run of it before, and I absolutely hated it. That was my throat making a weird noise, by the way. And I absolutely hated it. And so I put it down for like maybe a month. And I was like, no, this is not good. This is not fun at all. People are so snarky here. And so I went back to it maybe in like a month. Oh, I just burped. And I was like, what's a really cool, like, dark, edgy name? And I was like, I want, like, an animal and something, like, to make it sound dark and edgy. So I was like, oh, night, like dark night, right? Like, I'm so cool. And I probably went through, like, a couple different combinations of like, oh, Night Rabbit, and like, oh, Night Eagle, and I was like, oh, Night Fawn, that sounds good, great. So it was Night Fawn. There you go. And I remembered it for this account, and I was like, it's pretty edgy, I guess. I don't know. If you can hear my neighbors, I'm so sorry. let me just take a bite of my peach again before I keep going. Is that ASMR? Are you guys like super enjoying this? Hold on. Ooh, that one was a good one. Let me try that again. It's so sad that the road doesn't do cereal. My task cam does it, but I just don't have batteries for it right now. Hold on. That's so juicy. Hold on. I kind of like listening to that because I have the voice monitoring on. Hold on. Am I experiencing ASMR? I've never gotten tingles before. Hold on. I'm gonna get carried away. Hold on. Okay. The next questions are by The Real Joy Burger. I think that's how you say that. They say, Happy Cake Day! When I saw this, I thought you were celebrating your second cake day, but it's only your first. I know, it's crazy! I've been here for like over a year now, oh my god. choking on peach. If you were a cake, what type of cake would you be? I think I would be a chocolate mousse cake, because that's my favorite cake. And I just want to be my favorite cake. Why not? What's your favorite tag / genre to record? Oh my god. Anything that is crazy. So dark and crazy, you know? I really, really enjoy, and I wrote one recently for like an audio swap. It was for Todd. It was for Not Who Rose Thinks. And it was like crazy, and a lot of it I wrote from the heart of things that like I felt like there were sort of internal conflicts that I already had going on, and I sort of wrote it in a way that sort of called it out, and I feel like it touched a lot of people, like, internally, because it touched a lot of people. No, I feel like a lot of people could relate to it, because we all have those thoughts in our mind that maybe we're not good enough, or maybe we're not doing as well as we would hoped. We'd hoped we would. I'm not cutting any of that out. I'm just gonna let you guys witness how awkward Night Fun really is. Yeah, I like playing the crazy chick. I like the crazy laughter like I do in the Harlequin. I like the Harlequin laugh. I like just yelling and being crazy and portraying this character that's like, oh my god, you're crazy and you're a bitch, but like, I like sticking my dick in crazy, you know? Which is really funny because I get a lot of requests for wholesome stuff, and I do like doing the wholesome stuff. Like, again, I like keeping my content diverse, but some of my favorite characters to play have just been like maniacal, crazy, whack job characters, and if I could keep doing that, I'd love it, because that's honestly, I feel, where my roots are. I started out doing like LSI, late stage infernalism scripts, where it's like the crazy chick and she's like a demon secretly. Ooh. Well, let's try grapes. What do grapes sound like when you eat them? Hold on. No, that's not as satisfying. Hold on. That's not as satisfying. Hold on. No, it's not as satisfying as a peach. Let's see. Yeah. You gotta get that crunch. That's good. You've mentioned professional wrestling in your audios before. Who's your favorite wrestler / wrestlers? Oh my god, I'm blanking. Nia Jax. Because of that time that she, like, was in WrestleMania. Was it WrestleMania? Oh my god, was it WrestleMania or the Royal Rumble? Hold on. Nia Jax. I'm looking it up right now. Nia Jax. Yeah, Royal Rumble. In the men's Royal Rumble, when she went in and did her shit and she was actually, like, holding her own, I was like, fuck, you're badass. You are fucking badass. You stick it to those men. Fuck, like. Like, I'm not a man hater, you know, but, like, it's hot to help to hold your own. Oh, I just ate a grape and it didn't sound good at all. How's the super mega ultimate tag challenge coming? Well, listen, I don't know if I'm ever gonna be able to, like, actually record or write that. I was kind of hoping to pass my choose your own adventure off as that, the tag challenge, but that's not fair to me, just like copping out like that. Is copping out a term? I'm gonna say it's a term. It's not fair for me to cop out like that. But I don't know, a lot of those tags are contradictory, and there's 82 tags, guys. I don't know. It was honestly, like, not my best idea to... I didn't give a lot of parameters for that one. I was kind of just like, give me tags! And some people gave me multiple. Granted, some of them are repeating. So not all... There aren't probably, like, 82, but there might be, because some people, like, there are 82 submissions, and some people gave, like, multiple tags in their submission. And some of them are actually really contradictory, like wholesome and safe for work, but also, like, ooh, sex scenes and gangbangs and, like, I don't know. I'll work on it eventually. It's probably not gonna end up being, like, one big audio, or maybe it might be. Who knows? Yeah, I'll come up with something for it. For sure. Thank you, The Real Joy Burger. Next is... I don't know how to say this. _wookweed? I don't know. It's WKWIED. So, they're like, I never post on NSFW subs, yet I feel I should this time. Thank you for going out of your way to post. And they're like, I hope none of these come across as creepy. But what do you do to protect yourself from people finding out your identity? Basically, Just don't be dumb. Just don't be stupid. Don't post your face or, well, actually, I wouldn't say that the people that do it are stupid, because that's on them. If that's the information that they want to share with the world, that's fine. A lot of people have done it. I know Metal's shown his face, and, like, a couple of people have just, like, shown their face on their subs and stuff like that, and that's fine. Like, that's, their prerogative. My whole deal is, like, I don't know, I kind of want to keep, like, the privacy. I guess I don't really care if my face is out there, to be honest, but it's nice to keep the anonymity, and also, some people picture different things when they listen to my audios, and I don't really know if I want to put a face to them, you know? Like, I know you can see, like, part of my face when I post, like, my lip pics and stuff, and that's fine, but also, I want you to be able to picture what you want to picture, you know? And putting a face to that is just, like, limiting your imagination, I feel. So do people who know you IRL, friends/family, know you create NSFW content? Some people do. I told some people, that I work with, purely as, like, gossip things. They're not really judgy, which is great, because, like, we're really open, like, my friends and I, I obviously haven't told all my friends, but the people that I see, like, really constantly, I just, sometimes I need a bitch fest of, like, oh, like, so-and-so said this, or, like, this is happening, or, like, oh, I just can't nail this character kind of deal, and they're like, man, like, they're really understanding and open, and it's really nice. So, what would you do if someone did manage to dox you? Well, a bunch of voices actually have, like, an escape route. So, I'll just say that. Like, we have stuff planned out. And I know some people are like, oh, but people have your audio saved anyway, and da da da. And, like, here's my stance on people saving audios. I have always understood that it's a thing that people do. Like, I Google search my username all the time. And I find people who are like, I have this archive of Nightfawn audios, and, like, they're sharing it with each other and stuff like that. And I don't care about that aspect of it all. If it's for personal use, great. Awesome. Share it with your friends. That's amazing. I appreciate you sharing my content. But it's the things that take advantage of it, like the people who have uploaded it to YouTube and try to make money off me, that's not fair. You know, it's someone's content that they spent, like, hours working on, and they've invested all this time and effort into doing it, and the most you could do is, like, be, like, respectful, you know, of the hustle that we all put into our work. Like, I know it's hard to distinguish, especially in porn, it's hard to see the content creators as people. There's a very impersonal aspect of just consuming porn and then leaving. And a lot of people, for the most part, I'm aware that a lot of people just want to get in real quick and get back out and not have to worry about anything else or commenting or upvoting and stuff like that, and that's fine. For a while, that's what I did. Like, I came in, listened to my stuff, and left. But there's a certain level of respect, I feel, that has to be there. And some people just don't get it. They're like, well, this content's out there for free on the internet. I should be able to do what I want with it. But it's not. Like, it's our voice. And if you really want to share it with your friends, share a link. You know? Be like, I enjoy this person's content. You should go check them out. I know a lot of people do it already. That's how people have been doing it. And I don't know what's so hard about copying and pasting it to whatever chat log you're in. If you're in Discord, if you're on, I don't know, Facebook, if that's how you like to share your porn, then you go for it, you know? But going back to, my safety precautions, I don't know, like, if people choose to spread my work even after I've deleted my account because someone did manage to dox me, then, like, that's on them, I guess. A lot of people sound like me, evidently. I've been compared to a lot of people, and that's fine. You know? Like, no one on the street, at least you don't think, is gonna be like, oh, you sound exactly like Lightfawn. At least nobody has so far, but you never know, I guess. But, yeah. Yeah. And they're like, I imagine it is a lot more difficult for people to hide their identity if they create videos, but for audios, they seem to be, that seems to be a whole other fish. Yes, it is. I have so much respect for people who create videos and have their face on there and just share that with the world. It definitely is different, but again, in some aspects it is similar, because long after, long after some people have deleted their accounts and their videos, some people still spread that. Like, I know I've seen some, like, Dan is not on fire. Ugh, I'm just like, I'm gonna cut that out. Yep, I'm gonna cut that out. So again, it falls on that respect for the content creator as a person, you know, treat them like a people. Oops. So this next one is from Brnrnrphn. It's Brnrphn. I think that's how I read it in my head, and that's, we're going with it. They say, happy cake day, thank you. From 2 months ago, did you shoot the birds? Man, I wish I did. Oh my god. My landlord just my landlord just planted a tree right out my window, trying to be like nice about it, and I was like, oh fuck, now there's like a nest in it, and just, it's annoying. That's fine, whatever. Cool question. It's from Killbeggin, who's like, happy cake day. When is the previous milestone audio? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. During an undisclosed time. I think they're trying to be like, you've hit a certain amount of subscribers. Maybe you should do an audio. And here I am doing an audio. Ta-da! So, let me take a bite of this strawberry and see if that makes a nice sound. I think they do. I think I've seen some, like, ASMR videos where people do strawberries, so let's see. Nope. That one wasn't crunchy at all. Hold on. I will find a firm berry. Let's see. That one was nice. Hold on. There you go. That one's a nice one. Oh, I think this one's good too. Oh, and it's so sour. I think you need, like, sour berries because they're like the crunchiest. Hold on. It's beautiful. Man, I'm really hoping when I picked that up. Here's to hoping. Do you game at all? Says Cork89X. Yes and no. I don't game like proper gaming. I game like, I play Sims. not to like control their lives or anything like that. I play purely to build houses. I'm a nerd. One of my patrons recently actually got me Slime Rancher, and I've been obsessing over that. So thank you, Ken. Thank you, V Prater. Yeah, Other than that, I don't really play anything else. Whoops. For a while I was playing, God, what is it called? I'm blanking. Honey Pop. I played Honey Pop, the first one and the second one. Kind of got bored of it because I played it so much. But yeah, I actually haven't finished Slam Rancher. I am basically done it, but I don't want it to end. I love it so much. It's so cute. I don't know if you can keep playing after you finish the game. And I don't want to have to start, like, from scratch, you know? Because I've built up so much, like, money and my little slimes. I've made so much money and stuff. And I've built all these, like, corrals. And I've unlocked all these areas. And I don't know. I'm attached. I'm so attached. Yeah. So, let's try another grape. This is not as nice. Maybe I'll take a drink. See if that makes a nice sound. No. Sorry to you guys that hate ASMR. You'll have to listen to this. CR from Laugh says, "Happy Cake Day, Night Fawn. Thank you. So proud of how far you've come, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for never giving up or shunning me. Blah, 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 blah." So this one's from CR from Laugh, and they say, "Happy Cake Day, Night Fawn. Thank you." And they're like, "What was the most unsettling film you've ever seen?" Okay. The first one, I've seen a lot. I'll say that. But the first one that comes to mind is this one. It was a Japanese movie that I'd rented out from the library, and why it was in the public library, I will never be able to tell. But it was this, like, single dude had gone out, and I can't remember what happens or how he gets there, but he gets to this warehouse, and he goes down the stairs, and underneath all of it is, like, this desert. Yeah, it was trippy. And he finds this girl, and apparently she's, like, a vampire, so he takes her back to his apartment, because that's apparently what you do with girls you find in the desert otherworld, hidden underneath a warehouse. Who knows? But he takes her back to his apartment, and he starts feeding her, like, he has to go out and murder people for their blood and, like, feed them to her. I don't know. And then it ended up being, like, a psychological thing, because you kind of doubt whether he actually did find a vampire, or if that was actually just his daughter, and he just murdered this woman that was actually his wife, and, like, force-fed his daughter some of his wife's blood. I don't know, it was weird. But that, by far, is, yeah, one of the most unsettling films I've ever seen. A bunch of people saying Happy Cake Day, thank you! And one by Arcus Agent, who says, "Happy Cake Day! You always make my days better with your audios." Oh, thank you! I love when people say that, because it's like, oh, I had this impact on your life. Like, we're basically one big family, and we just impact each other's lives like that. Two things. Can you make a sequel for The Witch Girlfriend? Which girlfriend? And are you a singer professionally? I'm not. I wish I was. Oh my god. I don't know if I could ever make it as a professional singer. I haven't had any training or anything like that, so who knows? But sequel for Witch Girlfriend, I would love to, if I knew which one that was. I don't know if you mean, like, the Panic at Your Friend's Magical Apartment one, but that already has a sequel. So, oops. Maybe if you listen to this, you can let me know what you mean, Arcus Agent. Take another sip of my schmude. Maybe I'll do some water after, because, oh. That is a thick beer. It's a thick smoothie. Hold on. Mm. I low-key want to take another Claritin, even though I've already taken two today. So, oops. Maybe my friend said to try Buckley's, but I don't know if I want to full out go for, like, cold medicine. But this is more people saying happy cake day. Thank you. Indris. Indris says, can you fit your fist in your mouth? I used to when I was a baby. I actually have like baby pictures of me putting like my fist in my mouth and then my foot in my mouth. But I feel like everybody has those baby pictures. For real though, what are the first few things you think or do after finishing recording an audio? Well, after recording, sometimes I go straight into editing. Or I go into sourcing sound effects. Shout out to you, Freesound, even though not sponsored. I wish I was sponsored. Or I'll make my own sound effects. Sometimes I make my own, so I do that immediately after recording the audio on the same file, so it's all there for me to clip into the audio when I'm editing it. Or sometimes I just veg out and I heat up some food and I watch some YouTube. Yeah. Or I take a shower. Sometimes it gets really hot when I'm recording because I have to turn the fan off. I have to shut the door. I have to all sorts of things. Yeah. So I don't know how to pronounce this name. Kvothe. Kvothepdx from you. They say, happy cake day, NF. Thank you. They're like, how's it going? Oh, man. How is it going? It's going okay. It could be better. Could be worse. Could be a lot better. Could actually be able to breathe and smell things. But maybe that's not for today. So for today, I'm gonna take a bite of my peach and apologize again to the people who don't like hearing that kind of thing. Oh. Oh. Mmm. Mmm. So crunch-tastic! Mmm. Wah. Strunge says, happy cake day. Thank you, Strunge. Branners says, love the teaser. They said, as far as questions go, is there anything legal that you've done slash would do in an audio but you wouldn't do IRL? Oh man, there's a lot of things I've done in audios that I wouldn't do IRL. Up until this point, I wouldn't fuck animals. There you go. No, not to like kink shame or anything, it's just not my deal. I would not like to murder someone and then fuck them. I this is a thing with kinks. I feel like a lot of the things that I do are okay in, like, theory, and, like, the thought of the taboo of doing them is okay, but actually, like, doing it is stuff, like, I wouldn't really be bueno with. Things like, piss, maybe. Yeah, I would say that. Piss and scat. In terms of, like, audio and the idea of being degraded with that kind of stuff is fine with me, but actually, in practice, having it, like, on my person would not be my most favorite thing in the world. But there you go. If you had the choice to voice act as one anime slash game character, who would it be? Who wouldn't it be? I would want to be... I guess the only person that comes to mind right now, but I have so many people that I would really want to voice. Oh, I guess two people. Now that I think about it, I would really want to voice Harley Quinn. I want my version of Harley Quinn out there. But that's like, I feel that's like a goal for like so many people, you know? And I would want to be Catra. In the remake of She-Ra. I don't know how many people actually like the remake, but I watched it recently. I binged it recently on Netflix, and she's like one of my favorite characters, if not my favorite character. Oh, I like Scorpia too. I like Scorpia and Catra so much. I guess I'm super chipper like Scorpia, so I like her, but man, I really want to play the villain. I really want to be like, no, Adora. Or I want to be like sultry, like, hey, Adora. You know? I want to be that character. And oh my god, this. Oh, Bran. This is like this was before I'd seen that last Avengers movie, and he's totally spoiled it for me. He was like, how do you feel knowing that trillions of beings owe their lives to a rat accidentally bringing Scott Lang back from the quantum realm? Bran, this was before you were my patron, and I was so mad, and then you were my patron, and I told you how mad I was. Ugh. I feel mad because you told this to me before I saw the movie. Actually, it's okay. Because I spoiled it for myself anyway, because some people had, like, watched already and I looked up spoilers. But if I hadn't seen the movie and I hadn't seen those spoilers, I would have been super way, way, way more mad. So, there you go. Fredders asks, have you ever performed an audio in which you'd actually like to be the character you're playing? So many of them. So many of them. Oh my gosh. My crazy characters, I want to be them because they're so crazy. I want to be Harley Quinn because what girl doesn't like being Harley Quinn? That's a joke. That's a huge joke. I want to be that vengeful, like, superhero chick who's actually, like, super strong and, like, poof, poof, like, beats up the dude. Yes, I want to be her so bad. And what is your best memory from your time in the GWA community? I guess it's a bittersweet memory, but I used to be on Discord a lot more, and we would have days where we would just spend like the whole day in a VC, in a voice chat, and there'd be like, what, like 15 of us in there, and we'd all just like sit there, like talking for like a whole day, and I really miss it. Yeah, I miss that server a lot. I miss all my friends from that server, and I miss all the good times. Like, I know I'm still friends with those people now, most of them, I guess. And maybe you don't want to hear about all the GWA drama, but I miss those. I miss those times. And I miss my karaoke nights. I miss my game nights. I miss playing Secret Hitler. with all the gang, and I miss playing Tetris with all the gang, and I guess I do that now still. Yeah, but that was back when I was, like, new and, like, fresh and, like, still so young. What a fresh cinnamon roll. Still so young and sweet to the world, and now I'm a crusty old cinnamon roll. Too experienced in the world of drama, but now I get to play all those games with my patrons, and that's really cool and fun too. It's nice getting to know everybody like that, and I feel safe. I feel safe being in my tight community, because I know I can always come home and go on Discord and be like, oh, what's so-and-so up to today, and they'll tell me, you know? It's nice. It's nice. Sneaking in a quick edit to add another question. If you had a song play every time you succeed with something, sticking in a USB first try or only snoozing 3 times, etc. What song would it be and why? It would be Staying Alive. Oh my god, I've listened to that on loop for months now. So good. Such a good song. And I don't know, who knew I'd be into disco, but here we are. I don't know all the words. I know some of the words. I only know, like, the beginning part of the first part and, like, the beginning part of the chorus. I can be like, well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. And I don't know anything other than that. Except for whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. And I don't know anything other than those two lines specifically. I guess I could look up the lyrics, like, now and, oh. Huh. I didn't know it was those words. Oh well. Today I learned. There we go. We learned something together. I have a little bit left of this peach. It's a good peach. It's a juice, a Georgia peach. No, it's not. It's Canadian. I'm Canadian. Hi. From Char Space Cow. How do you feel about cloaks? No cloaks. They make you die. That is how you die. They're like caps, but they come around the shoulders. I think you meant capes. But they come around the shoulders. I think they look badass and sexy at the same time. But you know what that gets you? Dead. Have you learned nothing from The Incredibles? From L Girl Vang, I say, Happy Cake Day. Smiley face. Thank you. First, thank you for being one of the artists who do Fute Audios. Fute Audios. You're welcome. I was wondering how you felt about Fute. Is it a big kink for you, or something you just want to dip your toe in once in a while? I want to say it's one of the things that, I didn't really fully enjoy up until I joined GWA. Like, I'm super into pegging now more than I was previously, you know? Yeah. And I know there was some drama recently with, like, people equating Fute Audios to, trans women. I never made that connection in my head, but I guess I'm not really, like, the demographic anyway, so I've kind of been pulling away from them just for the controversy, and I don't really want to, like, anger anybody, because I did read some of the debate that went on in that thread, and some people actually are genuinely hurt by Fute Audios, and that's fair, you know? You feel how you feel, and that's fine. I never equated them. I always saw it as an extreme, and I guess I always associated it with hentai, which who really associates hentai with, like, anything in real life anyway? But, yeah, to avoid, like, angering people, I guess, or sort of hurting people's feelings. Let's go with that. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, so I've kind of pulled away from the Fute Audios for the time being, but if that's something that people want to see, please let me know in the comments below. Like and subscribe, click the bell notification icon. Oh god, I guess I have to say that now because I'm a YouTuber. Oh. This is a good grape. So, LGE asks, what is something quirky that you do and you'd be surprised to find out that other people do it too? Hold on. Did I answer something like this in my last? Yeah, I did. So that pee thing, I don't know if you have listen to my last AMA, but I described this, like, way of eating peas. That's something I do that's super quirky. Also, what do I do that's quirky that I don't think other people do? This. I'm kidding. Oh, I always have to, do everything equal. So what that means is, like, so if I, like, flex my leg on the one side, I have to flex on the other side, too. Kind of deal. Yeah, like, if I scratch my leg on the one side, I have to scratch the other side, too. I don't know, that's weird. Oh, I'm weird, I'm sorry. So, V-Prake. Oh, it's Ken. Hello, Kenneth. Ken says, happy cake day, thank you. So, he said, notice that you took wildly varying roles. Yes, I do. Is it to constantly challenge yourself, or you just haven't settled on a niche? Yes. It is to constantly challenge myself, but also because I enjoy the challenge. I enjoy playing the multiple characters and not being in this one headspace for my entire audio career. Someone called it my audio career once, and I was like, oh god, okay, I guess it is that. Yeah, but I like being versatile. I don't want to be pigeonholed into this one thing, even though I feel like some people have pigeonholed me in their minds, because some people think I only do dark stuff, and some people think I only do light-hearted things. But yeah, I want to switch it up, and it's part of the escapism that I really enjoy when I do audios. To escape real life. I noticed the lack of background noise and the quality of your recordings. Probably not for this one! Do you have a recording room or setup whilst on the job? Or was it mad editing skills? Neither. I feel like it's neither. Listen, so I record basically in a closet, with, like, blankets and stuff. It's so professional. And I edit pretty much mostly on Audacity and GarageBand. I want to edit on Audition, but I don't know how. I should really look up videos to learn how, but for the time being, that's my oh-so-professional setup. Oh, and please chant the following twice. Why should I? Oh my god, how do I... Feng Lui Maglu Naf Cthulhu Rulie Wagah Nagel Fatagan. Oh, twice? Oh my god. Feng Lui. Oh no, I already did it wrong. It's Feng Lui Maglau Naf Cthulhu Rile Rulie. Wagah Nagel Fatagan. There you go. I sound like a sim. On Scott's behalf, what is your favorite reggae band? Well, that one. Yeah. That one right there. The one you're thinking of. It's my favorite. Duh. From Lionariad, they asked, I would ask how you do the slurp sloppy sounds, but I thought this question would kind of break the magic, but hey, have a nice day, so anxious to know what's in the basement. Well, I make them with my mouth. You're welcome. Jack for Jill asks, how are you feeling? How am I feeling? Man, I don't even know. I feel like a mess. I think that's how I'm feeling. I feel like a sneezy, congested, gross, sick mess. But I'm not sick. Why do I keep saying I'm sick? I'm just really allergic to the world. What's your current streaming binge? Nothing. What's my current streaming binge in like an hour? Possibly Riverdale. I've never seen it, but I hear really, really good things about it, so maybe I'll do that. I recently binged, like I said, She-Ra, but the remake. I binged, what did I binge? Oh, Kakuryo no Yadamashi, which is like this. It's an anime. I'm a weeb. There you go. It's really good. I think that's it for recently. Way, way back, I binged Nurari Hyo no Mago, but I hadn't seen that. Like, I'd already seen it and, like, finished it. But I went back to it because it was good. A couple months ago, I binged Tuca and Birdie on Netflix, and that was really good. Since it's your cake day, what's your favorite cake and pie? And yes, Boston cream pie is a cake. The cake industry is lying to us. Well, listen, Boston cream pie is a pie. It's right there in the name, Boston cream pie. So, suck my dick. My favorite cake, I already said, was chocolate mousse, but that's subject to change, honestly. And my favorite pie is key lime pie. There you go. Happy cake day. Thank you from Mr. Tangles, the Tank Master, Mr. T. Tanky Winky Doo. For AMA questions, he gave me a fucking novel, thank you. Which DBB tags do you like most, and which do you wish there were more of? I love yandere, I like dark, I like crazy, I like gaslighting. Wait, to listen to, or, well, you know, whatever. I like to listen to both. Oh, rape, which is like, oh, I feel really bad saying that, but I really enjoy recording it and listening to it. Ooh. And which do you wish there was more of? All of it. Every single one. Do you like to have music playing in the background while you get it on? And do you prefer relative silence during sexy times, or do you just prefer to say random quotes from movies / video games during sex? I.e., you want me to call you daddy? No, I am your father. Sorry.
No, I am your father.
I want to say the random quotes from movies and video games. Like, honestly, when I'm getting off with a man, I just wanted to be like, you know nothing, Jon Snow. And I'll be like, I'm not Jon Snow. Whew. If you could make any work of fiction real, what fictional world would you bring to life for sexy times? Example, I would make the world of Harry Potter real so that Snape could sneer at me sensually while he uses his wand to expertly stir... Oh, my cauldron of love, I'm so classy. All of you are unsubscribing because now you realize how unclassy and unladylike I am. Well... Bring to life for sexy time. Basically, what fictional character would you fuck? I guess, since I already mentioned it, I would fuck Nura Rikuo. Rikuo. my R's are like, blah, blah, blah. I am Asian after all. his dad and his grandfather, like, while they were young, all together. Oh boy. I'm a weeb. But there you go. Congratulations, you found Nightfawn's level of weeb. And it's high, it's over 9,000. Haha, I actually hate Dragon Ball, so there you go. What is your favorite position, and is it dragon style, in which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon-slaying spear at just the right spot, or risk being killed by fire? If the woman doesn't actually breathe fire for some reason, she can just aggressively blow puffs of air at the man's face while going, "Roar! Roar! Give me all treasures, human!" That. Yeah. Sure. Do you fap to audios, or do you only listen to them for purely intellectual reasons? If it's the latter, do you keep a running commentary while you criticize the... audio's artistic merits, all while cosplaying as Simon Cowell? Yes. Yes, I definitely do. I don't actually fap to audios. I think I've fapped, like, maybe five times to them, but I listen a lot more to just, like, hear voices and... But I listen more to, like, listen to the audios. God, am I one of those people that are like, I listen to porn for the plot? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I listen to it for the story. And to hear the voices, because I really like the voices. Ugh. I guess I'll be Simon Cowell. With his scowl. What favorite sexual fantasy have you never been able to fulfill yet? Unless you fulfilled all your sexual fantasies. In which case, I don't know, what's your favorite fast food? You know what? I'll answer both of those for you. I haven't fulfilled all my sexual fantasies, because I want a man with six arms to get jiggy with. Why? Reasons. And my favorite fast food is... Oh man, you know what I had recently? I hadn't had burgers in so long, but I had a Wendy's Baconator, and it was my shit. Oh my god. Wendy's, you're doing something great, because your Baconator's like, oh. The bacon was so crispy. So good. So good. Late stage infernalism, my cult master, goes, "Happy cake day, lovely succubus, thank you. My lovely succubus, thank you. What was your first sign of attraction to dark content?" Well, it all started when I was born. you, duh. You and Ravish a Girl, obviously. So 1 year of NF. Ooh, this is by Closet Lolicon. 1 year of NF, sure doesn't feel like it. What with the mountain of content you've pumped out? Yes, it feels like it. Do you get off to stuff posted on GWA? No, I don't. And if so, what do you mostly enjoy listening to? Guides, gals, doms, subs, what exactly excites a night fawn? So my very, very first audio I listened to was this gaslighting one, this like rape, gaslighting, kidnapping one by Gabriel Kane, and it was so good. And I got, that was one of the ones I got off to. Because I was like new to GWA and was like, I have to fap to everything, but I don't really listen to get off to stuff anymore. And I mostly just listen to like friend stuff, so both guys and gals. So it's a whole mixed bag of like whatever stuff they decide to do. Speaking of friends, there's Rainbow Blood Unicorn, RBU, going, "Happy cake day, Fonny, thank you." And one, what made you discover and want to do erotic audios? So I think I already addressed this before, but it's actually because I started listening to Sleep Aids on YouTube, and then I found Cardlin Audios, who sort of mentioned GWA in one of his Q&As, I think. And I was like, oh, what's that? And I discovered it and was like, oh, I guess I could do this too. Like, that's the thing. I'd started this thinking like, oh, it's not going to go anywhere. Like, maybe I'll just try posting some audios here and there and see what it's like. And it took off. And it's now one of my most favorite, if not my favorite, things to do. And here we are with our huge family, with our huge 3,000 member family. That I'm so proud of, and I'm just so happy to have all of you guys here. And two, favorite horror game and or movie. I watch a lot of playthroughs, and some of the games that I really liked watching playthroughs of were The Evil Within 2 specifically, and the Resident Evil remake, and Resident Evil 7? I think it is. Yes. Zegul. I also watch a lot of other horror game playthroughs. Like, obviously, I watched Five Nights at Freddy's playthroughs. Ooh, wow. Revolutionary. But some of the indie ones are nice, too. I watched some... oh, that sounds like I'm fapping. Nope, I'm just tapping my leg. There you go. And or movie. Horror movie, man. I haven't seen a horror movie in a hot minute. I haven't watched a movie in a hot minute. Does Us work? That one with the people in like the basement and they come up to like murder the real people, but they're all like doppelgangers. That one was really good. Let's try another strawberry. Hold on. Oh, that's a juicy one. Hold on. So yummy. What is a dream script that you would want to record and what would be in it? Man. I think I recently did one of them. I think that Todd one was just one of my dream ones where it had a lot of narrative and story in it, but it also had like crazy me in it. So I guess if I were to record another one, it would be something along that vein. I am currently working on some other projects, which may or may not include like bigger projects. So we'll see. I do like writing scripts. I just never put them out for like public offers. Because they're mostly like for me to record. Which may or may not be super selfish. I have no clue. You tell me. What are some of your favorite script fills you've ever done? Script fills. Specifically, I guess, Pandemonium was actually a really good one. I'm super proud of that one. I'm super proud of anything with, like, that evil laugh that I do. The twin one was really good. I'm super proud of that one. Because mostly for editing reasons, the twin one, because I had to, like, record and edit myself, like, talking to myself, basically. That Captured Night one I did recently, I'm super proud of for editing reasons. Yeah, that. Besides Green Skin Girls, what are some other monster girls you'd like to play? Mummy Girl? ? Ghoul Girl? ? Slime Girls? ? Yes, all of them. All of the monster girls. I would love to play all of the monster girls. Please and thank you! Einers asks, if you had a choice, pie or cake for dessert? And if it's pie, hot or cold? I would probably go with a really, really cold key lime pie. like cold, cold, like borderline frozen cold, because those are some of the best in my opinion. As I eat another grape. One's from Bats. From definitely not Bats, but he totally is Bats. Firstly, why do you hate me enough to bestow that stupid swallow obligation to me? Because you deserve it. Secondly, what is non-con? Non-con is best con. You're welcome. Thirdly, be still my beating vagina. Thank you. And lastly, and perhaps most seriously, why are you such a brat? Why are you such a brat, Bats? Who knows? I definitely don't know. Mm-mm. Not I. Well, that has been AMA Questions with Nightfawn. A lot of it's been me sniffling. A lot of it's been me, eating fruits. I've been recording for an hour. Oh my god. Wow. As of right now, it's like an hour, 12 minutes, and couple 30 seconds. That's probably not gonna be what it ends up being, because I'm probably gonna cut out all my sneezes. Because I've sneezed quite a bit now. And probably like me coughing. That'd be no bueno too. But anything other than that's fair game. So, you're welcome for the hour-long audio. Jesus. But yeah, I want to thank you guys again for, you know, sticking with it, staying with me for this long. We've gotten so far, you guys. And I know that we have so many more places to go. I just started my Pornhub, I just started my YouTube, and I know we can go places there too. So I want to keep expanding the family, basically. Yeah. And if I could just take all this time, this little time slot, to give a huge, huge thank you to my supporters, my patrons. Again, you guys, I honestly don't know where I would be without all your help. So people like Scotty and Gavil. I can't call you Venison. I can't. Gavil. And people like Sketchy and Coda and Bran and Ellie Kim, Fetters, Ken, Els, Joe, Chibs, Soviet Canuck, John F. Drake, and Coin, you've been with us for so long, and LSI, and did I say Ian? Weeb, JoJo, JRP, LSI, Lemon Homeboy, LGE, Liquid Wolf, Morgan, Indris, Mr. Anderson, Shad, Schubert, Skullin, Sky High For You, That One Platypus, The Pug List, Bats, Oh, I'm gonna sneeze again. Oh, we're not. Man of Ebon, Mr. Manikazam, Soviet Canuck. Oh, I'm not gonna sneeze, I'm not gonna do it. I'm good. Yeah. And yeah. I'm not gonna cry either, because we've come so far. God. Yeah, okay, I have to cut it now, or else it's gonna go on for another 2 hours. And you guys probably don't want it for 2 hours. Yeah. And again, thank you guys so, so much. So, until the next AMA, in like, what, like 2 more years after this? This has been Nightfawn. Thank you for listening, and for 3,000 followers. I don't know if 3,000 people are gonna listen to this, but if you do, then you do, you boo-boo. Thank you. And hey, thanks. Welcome to Night Vale Reference!